Turn your Bible tonight to Romans chapter 12. The book of Romans. For a number of Sunday nights, with some interruption during the Christmas period and during my absence while I was away in school, during the other Sunday nights, we've been studying the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The sermon series is going to involve 20, maybe 21 or 2 sermons. Maybe that we need to give 2 gifts together on some nights. I really haven't determined that we'll do that at this point. Although I know that I will preach to you on the gift of speaking in tongues and the gift of interpretation together. Because those two obviously go together. And we may put some others together too. But for several sermons now, we've been going through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we've gone through the list in Ephesians 4, which are the gift to be of God, which is the gifted men to the church. Apostles, prophets, which we skipped. We will get to that when I have some more understanding about that. Pastor teachers, which we talked about. And evangelists. And then we've come to the Roman list now, and we talked about the gift of teaching last Sunday night. And tonight I want us to talk about the gift of showing mercy. Now, remember that you've got one of these gifts that I've mentioned, or one that we're going to read in the text in a moment, or maybe one in the Corinthian list. But every believer has a spiritual gift. Now, I know this is old hat, but I'm going to say it probably every Sunday night until it just becomes second nature to you. But your spiritual gift determines the ministry that God wants you to have. And there are very few things in the Christian life as important as the knowledge of your spiritual gift and the exercise of that gift in ministry. Now, that's certainly not to say that you've got to be able to name your gift for you to have a victorious Christian life or an effective ministry. I have known people and know people today, and some of you, have effective ministries. You're used of God in whatever particular thing God has gifted you to do, but you had never put a name on it. You maybe were not aware that it was a spiritual gift that enabled you to do the thing that you do so well. But it seems to me, from my observation of the church over the course of the last 12 years, that most people in the church have very little knowledge of spiritual gifts. In fact, most of them have none at all and can't identify their gift, and therefore they're very frustrated at the point of ministry. And this whole business about the way we choose officers and teachers in the church really needs some serious examination. I have some real questions in my mind that our method of choosing a nominating committee and getting them to twist somebody's arm to take a job is the way that God is displeased with. Just a personal conviction of mine is that God has given every church everything it needs to function. And if God has only given a church, say, 10 people with the spiritual gift to teach the word, then there only ought to be 10 teachers and 10 classes. Now, you know, we have to admit to our own embarrassment that we're so traditionally oriented or denominationally oriented, and most churches are, that if the Sunday school board says we need to have a class for first graders and one for second graders and one for third graders and one from 18 to 25 and one from 26 to 30, you know, we just do it, whether we have that many gifted teachers or not. Now, I'm not here to pick on any teacher. I have no idea, you know, if you've got the gift or not. But I'm just simply saying, I think our whole approach to ministry needs some serious, serious reexamination. And churches which have done this, and I've had the privilege to be in a number of these churches and to study them carefully, have experienced explosive growth and the tremendous blessing of the hand of God. Not only growth numerically, but growth in maturity in the faith. So when we talk about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, we're talking about some serious matters. This is not just something that we come up here to learn about, so we know something that somebody in some other church doesn't know. This is something that God wants us to implement in our lives. And the desire of my heart is that I preach through this series of sermons on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that you are making this a matter of earnest and serious prayer that you might know what your particular gift or gifts are. Now, if we'll take it seriously, we're going to find that God has something very special in store for us. 12 months, 24 months, 36 months. It's not going to be something that, you know, I'm just going to come and one night I'm going to preach on the one that's yours and you're just going to light up. I doubt if it's going to happen like that. Now, either at the end of the series of sermons or maybe right in the middle, I don't know. I'll share with you some guidelines and some suggestions as to how you're going to know what your gift is. But it's very important, and I just want to say that again tonight, and I'll say it again. I want you to be able to wake up in the middle of the night and to think those kind of thoughts. Now, let's look at the list of gifts found in Romans before we talk about the gift of showing mercy. Let me just read them to you. Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 4. Romans 12, 4. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. And then he begins to list some of these gifts here. Some of them we've looked at, some of them we haven't. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. Now, let me just stop here and say to you, and this just really goes without saying, but Paul is emphasizing here that a man who has the gift of teaching is to have the ministry of teaching. A man who has the gift of serving is to be involved in the ministry of serving. You know, it doesn't say if his gift is teaching, let him serve, or if his gift is prophesying, let him teach. It says if it's prophesying, prophesy. Okay, let's pick up now in verse 8. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Now tonight I want us to key in on the last one of those gifts that I've read in this list, the gift of showing mercy. And the Apostle Paul tells those individuals in the body who have the gift of showing mercy that they are to exercise that gift cheerfully. A terminally ill man who became a Christian through the witness of a hospital visitor who brightened every sick room that this hospital visitor entered. After listening to the late Donald Ray Barnhouse, and maybe some of you have heard him, but he was a nationwide radio preacher of another generation. After listening to Dr. Barnhouse on the radio, this hospital